This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hillary Clinton went down to New York to get some more money she could steal. That's when she ran into a big old pylon driving her own ambulance.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a...
Got a lot of Hillary Clinton riding around in an ambulance, running into walls like an idiot. Make a deal. Footage is up on InfoWars.com.
Sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot. And the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you did...
It's hard to turn off old Charlie Daniels, isn't it?
And if you'd care to take a...
Okay, let's go back to your phone calls. I'm going to go to Steve when Faith Poldy's on with us, because he was talking about Antifa attacking folks in New York. It's on video. They attacked the Proud Boys, and the police have arrested the Proud Boys. Of course, in a globalist city, the crime is always defending yourself. Never forget that. And we've got so many other callers here. I want to talk to Jason, too, about the South American migrant caravan, how that's UN-run. We have the proof. But right now, let's go to Lily in New Jersey. Then we'll go to Joe and Steve. Lily, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello. My name is Lily. I have information on Rothschild. He's in China right now, setting up a new global currency that is paperless. He's planning on collapsing the United States currency as well as China's. And when that happens, the only alternative he's going to have, to spend money is to get the RFID check.
Well, I know they want the cashless society. I know they're keeping people off. Which Rothschild? Lord Rothschild? I mean, there's a bunch of Rothschilds, but I know the Rothschilds are setting up a global carbon tax. They are trying to set up a global cashless currency as well.
They're the ones... The Rothschild family. Lord Rothschild's the head of that one. But
yeah, well, I know who the players are, ma'am. Well, listen, send me an article to ShowTips at InfoWars.com. I'd like to see that. I mean, I know they're trying to bring in a cashless society. They control everything you do. They track everything you do. You name it. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Joe in New Jersey. Joe, we're 21 days out from the midterms.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, brother.
Good. Hey, it's funny. I'd follow up after what she said. I think, the little things they're doing, like the Elizabeth Warren stuff, the Stormy Daniels stuff, they're keeping people at bay and having everybody talk about which they, they can talk about it. But, what are they doing really behind the scenes? I just noticed BlackRock today just announced they had a little over $24 billion in institutional outflows. And that's the biggest asset management company in the world. No one's talking about this. All these countries are buying gold. The dollars, there's so many problems in the financial institutions that no one's talking about.
No, you're right. We're sitting on top of a giant bomb, and Trump's just trying to get nationalism back in place and stabilize things, because Hillary was already planning to implode the economy, have race riots, you name it, and bring in total control. Trump's trying to stabilize an already melting down system, and I agree. The globalists are taking all this liquidity and this ballooning fiat economy and buying real assets. So what do you think that indicates, Joe?
I think, I don't know if it's going to be during the time of the midterms, but I think right around or before the next presidential election, they're going to try and hammer this economy down, blame it on Trump. Everybody needs to own some type of gold and silver, because that's the real form of money, and buy, get real assets if you can. I mean, people need to understand that you can't be held captive to these cryptos or to this paper money. And
brother, I agree. Culturally, good things are happening in America, and I love the fact that Trump's gotten so much done, but it's a miracle. And we're sitting on top a time bomb, or it's like the cartoon where you have hundreds of dishes and plates and you're balancing it and you're having to jump rope at the same time. And once it all comes crashing down, it's going to be insane. I'm just trying to be optimistic to try to hopefully get as many people right with God as possible beforehand. But I agree, everybody better be prepared economically, physically, with food, water, firearms, you name it. Because just because Trump got in and other nationalists got in, they're trying to head something off at the pass that I think is basically impossible to stop. But we can have a soft landing. Is that what you're saying here, Joe?
I think we could if people were prepared, because people need to understand also that, impoverishing people with bad health through food and everything else is one thing, but then you take away their money and you impoverish them for money, I mean, you're doomed. If you're prepared, guns, ammo, gold, prepared.
No, you're totally right. My instinct and my gut is to defensively just, you know, split and move my kids to the most remote area possible. The problem is we have to offensively change that.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Poncho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. Save a few. Left it to. He only did what he had to do.
And now he's grown old.
And now he's grown old.
You know, you read about in history books, in the old Soviet Union or in authoritarian countries, that people that were popular, that were populist, couldn't run or would be blocked from advertising or blocked from publishing books or blocked from being able to travel. Are blocked from being able to be in debates, and how some authoritarian countries have elections like Iran, but they select who can run, the mullahs. So Faith Goldie is a successful radio and TV host, and she's a researcher and a journalist, and there's 30-plus people running in Toronto, Canada. And so she runs, and she's in third place. She's smart, great-looking, set to be in first place. They won't let her be in the debates. She still shows up. They haul her off the stage. We'll show that video from 3 weeks ago. Now they won't even let her advertise. And that's the next low. So a lot of people say, oh, humanity will just wake up. Well, if they try censorship and we don't stand up and say no, they win. Yeah, the Streisand effect is in effect sometimes, but not always, especially when there's a massive censorship going on and people stop caring. There's a big article out today from RT, no more dissident voices. Succumb to Facebook and Twitter demands or get banned. But even if you do, you're banned. Thousands of conservative sites, hundreds and hundreds a day in the last week. Some with millions of followers, big mainline groups, are all being banned because they didn't stand up for Faith Goldie. They didn't stand up for Alex Jones. They didn't stand up for Mr. Robinson over in England. Tommy Robinson is coming on very, very soon. They didn't. So now, notice I was in literally hundreds of thousands of articles when I got banned, and it caused an explosion of readership and viewership. But it's hard for outreach. Yeah, core people are there, but it's hard for outreach. But for other people, there are major self-help authors and folks that are anti-modern third-wave feminism. They've been just banned off Amazon. Their payment processor's taken. They've just shut down and given up. So this is critical. Don't think just because we've been winning the culture war for a little while that we've won the whole war. Because we win a battle doesn't mean we've won the war if we don't recognize the big attacks here. So we'll get to the clip of you 3 weeks ago being thrown out of the debate where you were number three in all the polls. But Faith, there's been even bigger developments. Apparently your money isn't any good, and not in a good way. You aren't allowed. You are verboten. You are unpersoned. Tell us the latest development in the mayoral race in Toronto.
Absolutely. Well, it's a pleasure to be back here, Alex. So New development, we're not allowed to advertise. It might be illegal, but we're being told that, well, the law and standard fair elections, free expression, just doesn't apply to nationalists, just doesn't apply to free speechers, doesn't apply to anyone who has two brain cells to rub together on the right side of the spectrum. So for the past probably month and a half, we've been in talks with one of the two biggest media conglomerates here north of the 49th, someone called Bell Media, and they have a regular TV show station that is mandatorily carried throughout all the city. And so we thought this is a great place to advertise our tough on crime, easy on taxpayer sort of message, very milquetoast, innocuous, innocent, almost adorable sort of advertisement that we put together. We had a contract. We signed it. Alex, I cut them a certified check to the tune of $13,125. Everything was good to go. Then 48 hours to go time, we get this Orwellian call from a Bell Media sales representative who says, we can't advertise your ads anymore. We're not going to run them. I said, okay, fine. Give me the reason why. Well, we can't. Your money's not good here. They don't give us any sort of reason, kibosh our ads, send us back our money. And, of course, we know that there is a host of legal structures, basically, and various statutes that we can appeal to that basically say this is against the law here in Canada. If you afford advertising to one political campaign, you have to do it to all of them. So long as they can pay, so long as they're, you know, legitimate candidates, you have to do that. So
we have the same law here. It's fair play. So the fact that they took other people's ads but not yours is a clear violation.
That's exactly right. The media is playing judge and jury. The unelected media is playing judge and jury of who Canadians in this case can listen to when it comes to what is a valid political opinion. Now, what we decided to do was not roll over, but stand up. And so what we decided to do was take these guys to court. So we filed a lawsuit. Yesterday was our first day in court, and today we get the ruling. The Ontario Superior Court Justice says that while he has the jurisdiction to rule on this, that he's, quote, decided not to exercise that jurisdiction in this particular case. And then goes on to give a diagram. Tribe of my political opinions. When I asked my legal counsel, why is this happening? Is it fair to cite prejudice? They said, absolutely. You are being targeted now by the legal system, and I'm being very, very choosy about which words I'm using. Not the justice system, but the legal system right now is edging you out of even being able to proceed within the courts. I put $50,000 of donors' money down to retain the top legal team in the country, and even they were swatted away by these Marxist, frankly, anti-free speech, just monsters.
Let's be clear. You guys have a document cam shot. And there's actual real articles that show this in computer algorithms. Censorship's kind of gone along like this over the years, and now it's gone straight up. This right. is exponential. This is hundreds of times. And it's not just here. It's all over the world. The left, the corporatists, whatever you want to call them, the power structure posing as liberals, they are banning everyone. They are acting in mass in a total swarm. I mean, we've been banned off advertising on any platform online. And people said, oh, well, that's Alex Jones. And then they do it to everybody else. It's now thousands of Facebook and Twitter sites on the same days. At the same time, they have lists just every day. 800 this day, 1,000 that day, 900 that day. Some have 2.5 million followers. And now they don't even call it racist. They go, spam. We decide this is frivolous because nationalism is frivolous. This is a scandal.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you're 100% right to say that it's completely become exponential and on all fronts. Our campaign, despite our determination, motivation, and high levels of energy, has been assaulted on all fronts. Banned from debates, banned from television, and now we've been banned from the courts. I mean, what legitimate course of just recourse is there? What legitimate action can we take now? You actually have to think about it. We've tried using our words. We've tried using our arguments. We've tried using the structure of the law. What else is there at this point? I don't believe in violence. I want to go about things peacefully. I just want to run a legitimate campaign and participate in democracy and let the good people of this city determine for themselves who has the best vision for this city, a sanctuary city, by the way. Higher taxes than ever. Higher murder rate than New York City. Gun crime up 200% in the past year alone. Refugees, illegal migrants.
Needles crapping all over the place. You're becoming the East Coast San Francisco.
That's 100% right, and our politicians are the reason for those changes. The people never consented to this. We were never asked. And so I'm out here trying to be a voice of the people, and I'm very humbled and honored that so many people see me as just that. But the thing is that...
That's why you're being banned, is because you're smart, you're effective. My God, you're not using a teleprompter. I mean, in the U.S., you could run for president if you were a U.S. citizen. I mean, you're smart, you're good-looking, you're well-spoken. They're scared of you, because if you ended up becoming mayor, you'd fix the city, and in a few years, they'd have a real Canadian, prime minister. Minister who's a sexy woman. The left is scared of that. I'm not. I like it.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate that. But you're 100% right. Look, censorship happens when powerful people feel threatened. That's exactly what's happened. Look, we're a little mayoral race here in Toronto, and we've got Justin Trudeau's puppeteers now weighing in on my candidacy. There's a lot
more. Stay there. Let's talk about that. And you're smart. You said exponential. I could have just said that word. That's what I was breaking down. It's just going straight up. It's exponential. It's logarithmic. And when we come back, we're going to ask, where do they go next and how do we respond? Because I'm telling you, folks, this is the main assault. They're not playing games. They're coming for everybody.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Good morning. Sorry, I must have missed my invitation mail. My name is Faith
of the authoritarian left is they want to shut down free speech, they want to shut down competition, they want to have rigged systems. They should all be voted out. But see, they know you're trying to vote them out. So Faith Goldie, running for mayor in Toronto, I want to take a few calls that tie into what you're dealing with. But what's coming next? Because you were talking about that, this exponential acceleration, and now your own prime minister's crew is now commenting on you.
Yeah, well, I think what comes next is, first of all, their pool of who they decide to prey on expands. You know, this is a classic case of first they came for. At first they came for Faith Goldie, and next who are they coming for in this country? And besides that, I think that full unpersoning is what's in store. Keep in mind, I've already been banned from places like PayPal, Patreon, and now I'm being censored from a legitimate democratic process. So I think what would be, I think, becoming of any sort of political institution in America, I have tremendous more hope in the interim and near term than I do for Canada, at least for a couple more years. President Donald Trump has to begin regulating some of these online monopolies at the very least as public utilities so that they cannot discriminate against people based on their political ideology, which is to say, you know, it doesn't matter if you're right, left, or center, your taps are still going to turn on and your toilet's still going to flush. It should be the same for the internet, because I'll tell you right now, the mainstream media, there is no hope or future for right-wingers and nationalists and common-sense conservatives on those streams. Our only hope is through the true democratization of data in the internet. If we lose that battle and we see Google moving more and more towards essentially becoming the puppets of the Chinese as opposed to, you know, even the puppets of the Pentagon, never mind the actual American people, we will lose this war, which you are so accurate to point out. This is war. Yes, we are winning battles here, there, and everywhere, and I'm actually very optimistic about how well the nationalistic movement is doing across the entire Western world. However, it is precisely because of our success that our enemies have now been become sensitive to our ambitions and our abilities to succeed even more. Because, of course, as it was with Nigel Farage, Donald Trump, Marine Le Pen to a lesser degree, these nationalistic messages, once they get any oxygen, they spread like wildfire because the common person has said, we've tried it your way, socialist, and it doesn't work. Our lives are far worse off for it. And so the only way we can get out and let people know that, hey, our guys are running, hey, there's an alternative out there is really through the internet. And so I feel very fortunate that I do have somewhat of a platform and I don't even want to say it out loud because God forbid that they do the same thing to me, Alex, that they've done to you, kick me off Twitter and the rest of it. You know?
Well, that's the plan, so, and they're just setting the precedent, so they'll get to you. And that's why we have to act against these groups. We also have to create our own systems to counter it. But when we do that, like Gab.com and InfoWars, they try to actually physically shut down our sites themselves. A new NPC meme, Crash SJW Programming, strikes fear into libs, and it shows the video game image of a non-player or a conformist. And if you look at it, it's right out of THX1138. That will come out of break and play and then go to some phone calls. But, I mean, this is really who they are. They are a bunch of followers run by big mega corporations that work with authoritarian China and others to literally kill dissidents. And so we ask, why are they being so tyrannical? Because they've done it around the world and they're making their move on us. And the compact, the cultural and spiritual agreement, the social compact that the West had was let people be free, let them be open, have a level playing field, that will create renaissance, and it does. But now we're having the renaissance and culture stolen by the new authoritarians who don't play by the rules. And we're sitting here being abused by them. We've come from this egalitarian open society, and they are destroying us because we're not standing up against them.
Absolutely. This is why I love the NPC meme, to be honest. And I think it's pretty cool to be able to talk about the NPC meme with Alex Jones right now. I have to say I feel very privileged at this moment. But look, humans have gone from the Western world, which was home to, never mind the Reformation, but the Renaissance, the peak of all arts, philosophy, even mathematics, culture, trade, commerce, just civilization has now essentially begun to breed these human automatons who are unable to use basic tenets of free speech and critical thinking, let alone to be creative in the process, let alone to stir any sort of inspiration in the soul of man while doing so. So that's why I think the NPC meme is just so salient for those who have been, you know, for lack of a better term, red-pilled, who have emerged from the matrix of this chorus, this socialist chorus that is rammed down our throats from every pulpit and academia, media, and what have you. I got into a little bit of a debate last night when I was trying to make my way into another one of the debates I wasn't invited to. And talking to this soy boy and this absolute cat lady, it was like two NPC memes. These people are just regurgitating old tropes and are completely lifeless and spiritless and don't understand the depths to which their arguments are nonsensical. But this is the thing, is that because we've taken free speech out of the equation, these people are not equipped to engage with our arguments, and that's why they have to censor us. They don't have another.
Well, that's right, and there's an exponential envy. If you're a moron, idiot in the system, they got 3 degrees that are worthless. It's not your fault. It's Faith Goldie's fault. It's Donald Trump's fault. And so if they can just pull us down, then they could be somebody. So our mere existence is what sends them into fits of rage.
Right, absolutely. And that's why I pray for this continual illumination of conscience for so many folks, because, of course, these NPCs and really the ringleaders who are at the top, right, who are leading these sheep to the slaughter, they are so effective in deploying the Saul Alinsky textbook rules for radicals, this business of ridicule being man's most potent weapon, labeling you all sorts of evils under the sun, and same goes for me, that's for certain. But people have to wake up and realize they're only calling us those names because they don't want you to hear our actual message.
We're going to take phone calls with Fake Goldie straight ahead. And look, at NYPD looks to charge 9 Proud Boys with assault in Manhattan for fighting back against people attacking them with bottles and fists. The ultimate crime, standing up against a pencil-neck professor who wants to kill you with a bottle over your head. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling a water filter. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Hey, listen, I'm not complaining. I knew we were up against a bunch of knuckle-dragging tyrants and authoritarians funded by big, giant mega-corporations with people worth hundreds of billions running them that are above the law and work with authoritarian China. But they've banned us from online advertising almost everywhere. They've tried to ban us from using computer programs. They've had George Soros and Hillary Clinton funding groups sue me. They've paid people to tell huge lies. They've gone after and gotten five of our payment processors. And then they harass the ones we've got left trying to shut InfoWars down. We know we're dealing with bad people, and we're not going to roll over to them. You know, the average slave of the political system gets nothing from it. But they feel like they're part of the power structure. They know we're not Nazis. They know we're not all these things they call us. They want power and their followers, not trailblazers. And the West has been so free and so open, we've allowed mainly weird, crazy leftists, cat ladies and other people that have real problems with folks. Nothing against people that have cats. I got cats. To go out and it's just, the stereotype's real, though, to go out and literally try to take over society. So they've taken our tolerance as a way to try to attack us because we've lost our instinct to fight back. That's why they're not letting Faith Goldie run her ad. You're about to see the censored ad right now. I'm going to run it for a few weeks here on air just because they're trying to stop us in an act of defiance. Because whatever they're trying to ban, you better believe, is the answer to what they're doing. And it is the wholesomeness of her ad. It's like members of Congress and stuff running for re-election where it's a mom going, here's my son and my daughter, and here's our horse ranch, and we go to church on Sunday and believe in America. Boom, that's banned on Twitter. Because it is wholesome. It's not a five-year-old getting a sex change or, you know, all the stuff the globalists are into. So don't forget InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, the biggest sales in our history, 50% off store-wide on the supplements, 35% off on high-quality storable foods, water filtration, air filtration have big deals, free shipping, and 50% off of the supplements. It's Christmas, Black Friday, and, of course, Cyber Monday, all rolled into one in case they do get our last processor. Little secret, it was our last until the last few days, and now it's a lot more processors. But we know it's a whack-a-mole situation, so just get your orders in now. The big sale's there. Even though we're going to sell out of X2 and BrainForce well before December, because I was going to dole these out in sales, it's all going now. So Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, you name it, get it today. So, Faith, I want to get to a few calls while you're with us. It ties into Antifa and what they're doing, but we're about to see your banned ad. I had the idea while you're on. I'm like, let's get this banned ad. So where can people, not just watching live on TV or listening on radio, where can people find the banned? Did you hear about the lady running for mayor who was in the lead, but they won't let her be part of it now, how they're rigging the Toronto election? That's really the narrative here. So where do we find, so we can all distribute this to the four winds of the universe, where do we find the banned Faith Goldie Toronto mayoral ad?
Well, we're going to break it here on your program for the very first time, Alex. And following that, you can find it on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/FaithJ, like Julia Goldie. And on my Twitter, @FaithGoldie. I'll have it on Facebook. I'm going to be blasting it absolutely everywhere, baby.
All right. We're excited. So we'll clip this out right now then and get it on what we have left of Twitter at InfoWars.com. But here it is.
My name's Faith Goldie, and I want your vote for Toronto mayor. It's time to take back our streets. Under John Tory, illegal guns and gangs have skyrocketed out of control. He stripped our police of the tools they need to prevent crime. And now, our city's murder rate is higher than New York. As mayor, my top priority will be fighting crime. And I will get our city moving again. That means an advocate for drivers who will fix our dilapidated roads and clear up congestion. I'm the only candidate who will put the taxpayer first. As mayor, I will conduct a line-by-line audit of the budget and cut the fat where it needs to be cut. I want fewer bureaucrats, but better results. For a tough-on-crime, easy-on-taxpayer Toronto, vote for me, Faith Goldie, on October 22nd. And let's bring back Toronto the good.
So that's faithfortoronto.ca. They can't stop you overpowering their censorship. And believe me, they're scared of her, like they're scared of you listeners. Very powerful. I want to take a call here from a listener who wants to talk about Antifa attacking people in New York. Because the final frontier, Faith, is like Tommy Robinson being put in prison for reporting on Islamic pedophile rings that were confirmed to be real. The final frontier is this Daily Beast article, NYPD looks to charge 9 Proud Boys with assault for Manhattan fight. But then the surveillance video shows them actually being attacked with bottles first by Antifa. Let's play that clip. Here it is. So again, obviously, for radio listeners, you can't see that, but for TV viewers, we are, you know, able to see what really happened. Okay, Faith, so what do you make of this final frontier? You can see this. You're not a radio listener. And just keep rolling that footage, folks. The surveillance camera of Antifa throwing bottles at people, attacking people, and then when folks defend themselves, the police charge them. I mean, this is unbelievable.
This has become the standard, though. I have been attacked physically by Antifa, and I was actually escorted by my father at the time, over the age of 60, who had himself kicked, knocked down to the ground, etc. And my only advice to him was, Dad, don't you dare defend yourself. Otherwise, it's you and me who are going to jail. It's become expected among people on the right, especially those who find themselves in protest situations or in any sort of a frontline situation with Antifa, that they are going to become violent and that we are not allowed to defend ourselves. Because if we do, we are inevitably the ones who have to face the full force of the law. Look, we've identified people who have attacked the crap out of me, frankly, and they still haven't been arrested. With respect to the Proud Boys, though, I don't even know what to say there. I mean, I hung out with Proud Boys. I know them. They are not what the mainstream media says that they are. These are patriots. These are guys who love the West. And Antifa, on the other hand, hates the West, hates borders, hates legal migrants, hates everything about the way that the West was formed, hates free markets, hates private property. They hate God. They hate, you know, the innocence of children.
They're so entitled. They think that they have a reason to hit you. And then in blue cities, the police come running to worship them because they are the enlightened ones. They are the anointed one, even though they all look like meth head devil worshipers that got run over. So, Steve in West Virginia, you have a point about this. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Alex Jones. It's very great to be on. Thank you so much for what you're doing. And just double with Faith Goldie. Goldie, as a subscriber on YouTube, I hope they come out. I hope that you win. They cannot shut you up. Just real quick, Alex, both of you, thank you. You're both part of my red pilling. 3 years ago, I was a complete leftist automaton, and everyone was fine with that. Everyone was fine with that. I could be as crazy as I wanted to be to jump off of the Goldie's point. But now I just get so enraged when I see these videos. I've been following Gavin for a long time, following the Proud Boys. I'm not a member, but I firmly support what all of you are about. And when I see these videos, the first thing I see is somebody gets their hat knocked off after a speech, people getting together.
Oh, that's a good point. Antifa came to the bar where they gave the speech to attack them. You fight. So you come looking for a fight. You attack somebody, and the NYPD says, we're charging you.
Right, exactly. And so there's an absolute double standard here. 3 weeks before our midterm elections, and what have we heard about since our president came down that escalator almost 3 years ago, over 3 years ago, when the campaign ramped up, what have all we heard about nothing but far right groups or what to watch, nothing but extremist right wing violence? But really, we see time and time
98% of it's the left. And look, the Proud Boys are getting arrested because they got testosterone and they beat their ass. As you can see in the footage, the meth head skinny jean guys with legs the size of toothpicks can't stand, you know, people actually standing up against them, and that's what they can't deal with. God bless you. Faith Goldie, please come back again very soon. We salute you. You are awesome.
Love you guys as well. God bless all of the viewers of InfoWars. Bye, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Her websites are all linked on InfoWars.com. Get them out. Final segment of this hour, your call straight ahead. And then Paul Watson from London, England, straight ahead. Whatever you do, remember, the skinny jeans meth heads hate it when you spread. NewsWars.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay
heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
All right, we're going to jam in a bunch of calls in this segment and the next, and then Paul Joseph Watson takes over from Her Majesty's London, England. Big article up on Infowars.com. Everything Trump is touching is now turning to solid gold. BBC suggests October is Trump's most successful month ever. Now, that's right. You got Kavanaugh in. You got all these peace deals coming through. You got the economy surging. You've got lawsuits being thrown out against him. We've got it coming out that Elizabeth Warren is the whitest person in America. I mean, she literally has like 23rd percent Native American. It's just getting insane. I haven't gotten into the UN takeover of our country. So I'll do that briefly before Paul takes over. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Who is up next here? So many phone calls, so many great callers. Dino in Michigan's been holding a long time. Mr. Grinch has been holding a long time. Jason, we'll get into this now. Jason in Michigan, you're on the air about the so-called migrant caravan that the UN runs. And I have mainstream news here. The UN runs it. And all over Europe, countries are pulling out saying the UN doesn't run them anymore. And Trump did it last year. Again, I would tell people 10 years ago the UN ran our migration control. They didn't believe it. But our borders are now under our control again. Same thing in Europe. What do you make of this?
Well, I think we got to not only look at the UN, but also what's happening with China and Russia's influence in the region and the movement of governments towards socialism. If you look at Mexico going socialist, Brazil going socialist, nobody in South America really likes us. So if you take a look at what China and Russia, their contracts and various agreements they've been making with these various countries, we basically can't go to the other side of Cuba right now. We have three little islands that the Dutch have off the coast of Venezuela. Venezuela is becoming like the epicenter for this whole new conflagration and the deep state.
No, you're right. Venezuela is totally collapsing into all of Latin America, all of South America, Central America, into the North. It's a big crisis.
Right. So what I'm wondering is, what do you think about why we are keeping that so quiet and Fox and CNN are on the same point? And then in, you know, this whole thing with Venezuela started in 2015 when Obama...
Because it's a real national security crisis, and Venezuela and communism failing and open borders makes their open borders look bad. Trump doesn't want to scare people and doesn't know what to do other than an invasion of Venezuela to stabilize their economy so it doesn't collapse. Go ahead.
If you look at the military practices taking place between like China, Russia, Venezuela down there, and the military buildups on the Brazilian border and the Colombian border, and all the things that the deep state does with Colombia, the only state down there friendly to us right now, which is really not in control of the Trump and the Patriots. And then if you look at what Canada is potentially going to sell us out to Russians, and they're so close, they could come through the Arctic Channel. So we're kind of getting squeezed from both sides in a vice clamp, just like your nuts out there, Alex, on the line every day, getting squeezed in a clamp, and then you're stacking books on them. That's what's happening sort of in South America. They're emptying all these camps, sending them to us, sending them up towards the border, and then in the meantime, we're still on this against Venezuela.
Well, there's no doubt that the UN says, and Soros says they're using giant waves of desperate migrants as weapons against Western countries with the Arab Spring and the collapse into Europe. And yes, America is in a war against the globalists. I wouldn't really lump Russia in as a major player in that. China is the engine of globalism right now. I appreciate your call. But we're definitely not in a normal time. You're absolutely right about what you say. God bless you. Okay, let's take another call here. Let's talk to Jeremiah in Kentucky. Jeremiah, you're on the air, then Suzette. Go ahead, Jeremiah.
Hey, Mr. Jones. I want to say God bless you. I'm a former veteran, been deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan, former pastor. I was at the EKU Trump rally. I made a video, I posted it on Facebook, of just me walking through the crowd of left with a army hat on that had a campaign badge on there where I deployed to Afghanistan, Iraq. Not only did I get spit at, but I got flipped off at. It was a great rally. I mean, there was a lot of Trump supporters, but it was just kind of depressing just to see the...
The left of these universities has created total America hating, and they'll be white and say they hate white people. They're just brainwashed crazies. Tell us your Facebook so we can see this video.
Jeremiah Johnson, Richmond, Kentucky. I posted a video. I even did a screenshot of me getting flipped off.
So we'll search engine, Jeremiah Johnson, Facebook.com, and then what's the name of the video?
I just posted a video saying this is what the left looks like. You're wearing an army hat. You're not saying anything. You're being peaceful. You're smiling, giving a thumbs up. And I was spit at, flipped off.
You understand, they have cultural envy. So they're imagining if they could just make you do what they wanted, they would be like in Beverly Hills or something, like the Beverly Hillbillies. And so that's why they're so dangerous. We have just grown these spoiled, snot-nosed, hateful people, and they're in the corporations, and they're in law enforcement, and they're in the schools, and they're just there waging war on us, and we have chivalry, so we don't wage war on them, but they're like zombies. Well, what else happened on your video?
Well, Well, on the video, I go through and capture the whole crowd. I got to say, I was kind of disappointed that there wasn't a bigger crowd because they had put all this out all over Facebook that there's going to be buses and there's going to be like 3,600 people rallying against Trump. There was, if you can see from the video, that was all the left. And there was.
Listen, I want to see this. We're having trouble finding it. Just send a link to show tips at Infowars.com. You'll see it, if not during the war room today, you'll see it during our nightly coverage right through the election and for a week after the election. We're going to be, 8 to 10 p.m. And that means the Ted Cruz Beto debate tonight. I'm going to be here covering it live with Harrison Smith and others. 8 to 10 tonight, Infowars.com/show. Thank God you called in, and thank God you took action, Jeremiah. Thank you. And I mean that. Everything you do changes the world. Every little bit is changing the world. Many hands make light work. So very, very exciting. Keep it up. Let's go to, I said next was Suzette, then we'll go to JR and RJ and a bunch of others. Boy, I love taking calls. We're going to take more of them. Suzette in Nevada, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call, and thank you so much for red-pilling me back in 96 with the end game.
Wow.
Okay? And then I went crazy because I was fluoridated, and thank God for Survival Shield, I went from a Bernie delegate to a strong support. I never could understand his immigration policy. I actually thought he was naive, but I see now that he's part of the warlocks and the witches. But a long story short, this midterm election is so important. Once this red tsunami comes, then President Trump will finally have the support he needs to do the rest of his campaign promises and Citizens United, et cetera, et cetera. We really need to make sure we have good exit poll volunteers so they can't claim 12,000 votes from a place where only 9,000 people showed up and 7,000 said they voted red.
Well, that's right. I mean, watching Hillary steal the nomination from Bernie, for all his problems, he wasn't Hillary. And you know, watching that happen, we've got to know that. I think the Republicans are going to win if it wasn't for fraud. What does your gut tell you?
Well, from the inside, I'd say that Bernie was in on the whole campaign. It almost seemed like he was reading Jill Stein's speeches. I mean, we may have had a third-party female president if she hadn't been just butted out. In Nevada here, the person that ran her campaign headquarters had a barbecue in, he was a gold Hillary campaigner. So they had all the Hillary people infiltrating Jill Stein's business just like they did everywhere else. I literally tried to sign the friggin' petition at DMV, and they told me, you don't need to. Jill's already got enough signatures, yet she never got on the ballot. I signed it anyway.
No, I know. It's totally rigged. And Bernie stood down. Regardless of his views I disagree with, he would have probably been a better president than Hillary. But he stood down and went along with that fraud. We didn't, though. When the Republicans tried to steal the nomination from Trump, we didn't put up with it, and that's why we've got Trump in there right now. God bless you, Suzette. Great to hear your voice. We're going to go to break, come back. We'll do one more segment and take a few more calls, and then Paul Watson takes over. It's just profound, though, and I'm looking at mainstream news admitting that all these European countries are pulling out of the UN compact to control their borders. The UN was in control of most of the world's borders. Just waking up to that shows how far down the rat hole we were. Whatever you do, remember, this is the most censored broadcast in the world for a reason. We know how to defeat the globalists and have a new human century. Whatever you do, tell people to tune in to the fourth hour on email, Facebook, Twitter, and by word of mouth right now, and you are unstoppable. And don't forget, free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com, and 50% off, biggest sale ever.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online.
embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.